Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The storm is over, and I'm so glad the sun is shining.
The play Speech and Debate introduced American theatergoers to widely acclaimed playwright Stephen Karam. His new play, Sons of the Prophet, is having its world premiere at the Huntington Theater Company at the Boston Center for the Arts. Karam is also co-author of Columbinus, the play that was recently banned by Lexington High School but staged last weekend also at the BCA under the auspices of the Huntington. WBUR critic at large Ed Siegel saw both of them, and he joins us now to talk about this. Good morning.
Hi, Deb.
Well, tell us about Karam. He sounds like a bright star in American theater.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He is. The way he draws his characters, his great sense of humor, pacing, they're all marks of a really experienced playwright, but he's only 31, so he's maybe a little more adept at plugging into youth culture and that sense of irreverence and their concerns than older playwrights are. Here's what I mean. We're going to hear an excerpt from Sons of the Prophet, where two young men, Joseph and Charles, they've just lost their father after a school athlete played a thoughtless prank by putting a phony deer in the middle of the road, and the car crashes and the father dies. The kids are trying to be sensitive about everything while their uncle Bill isn't having any of it.
He looks like a punk, shaved head, mulatto.
That's kind of an outdated term.
Isn't that black? Mulatto is offensive.
People call me things all the time. They always think I'm Italian or Jewish. I don't take offense.
Calling someone Italian or Jewish isn't offensive.
Okay. He's half black. Or do I have to say half African-American? What makes you boys comfortable?
Oh, my God.
So here we have one generation that's oblivious to 21st century concerns, and then there are the younger kids who are walking on eggshells about everything, and it's kind of emblematic of the contemporary conflicts that drive Karam's comedy, which deals with serious issues like identity and assimilation. You know, Deb, he comes from Scranton, but these Pennsylvanians, they're not quite the same characters we see in The Office. They're a little more recognizable, maybe.
And the production?
I think it's first rate. We have an excellent ensemble cast that has a great sense of timing. Peter Dubois is the director. He's also the head of the Huntington, and everything from the set design to the acting is just terrific. My only reservation, I'd say, is that the last scene goes for a kind of transcendence that's a little too heavy, I think, for the play itself.
Is the Huntington, though, overall, would you say it's becoming known as a home for new playwrights?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great home for both national and local playwrights and actors, too. Dee Nelson, one of our favorite actresses, is in Sons of the Prophet. But we should also mention in that regard Boston Playwrights Theater, which has been home even longer for great local playwrights. Right now they're doing Walking the Volcano by John Lipsky.
And John Lipsky passed away recently, but was this a new play of his?
Well, sort of. It's a stitching together of 8 10-minute plays that he wrote for the Boston Theater Marathon that comes up next month, by the way. We have 4 actors. They play a variety of lovers, in one case a father and daughter. And they're debating whether to be stuck in the middle or live life in the fast lane, to quote songs from the soundtrack. But the title itself, Walking the Volcano, refers to living along the edge, walking a narrow ridge where ecstasy is on one side and a sense of security is on the other. Here's what I mean. Brian Vaughn is one of the younger characters, and he's describing the dichotomy we're talking about.
Because one slip and you'll fall through the clouds and disappear down that chasm. But if you make it, if you make it, you'll never forget one step along that narrow path.
And what did you think of this production?
Well, I think, Deb, it's a great tribute to Lipsky, who is an old editor of mine at the Real Paper. And the older couple, Paula Langton and Gabriel Kuttner, they are particularly good. Langton plays a woman dying of cancer, which really hits close to home because of Lipsky's death.
Hmm. Well, it sounds like we have 2 generations of fine playwriting here.
That's right, Deb.
Thanks very much, Ed.
Yep.
The Huntington Theater Company's production of Sons of the Prophet continues at the Boston Center for the Arts through May 1st. Walking the Volcano also runs through May 1st at Boston Playwrights Theater. Critic at large Ed Siegel reviews theater and the arts for WBUR.
What a relief to know that there's an angel in the sky. What a relief.